Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to episode 170 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Looking forward to jumping into the show with you today. Got a good interview with Adagio Lopetti coming up here. Before we get into that, I'm going to jump into the short version of the breakdown presented by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in World Rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. Talk about the American Raptors. Don't really have much to update everybody on. It's been a pretty quiet week over here in Glendale. I haven't been able to around the team that much. This has been having some nasty snowstorms. One nasty snowstorm this week, but it's been really cold. So I haven't been around the team much, but second preseason match I have heard will be announced next week. So expect to see them competing against two MLR teams. I think I'm okay to say that. There'll be two more MLR teams that they're playing against. And after that match with the Seawolves on February 5th. So keep your eyes peeled for that. That's pretty exciting. It should be a good test for them as they get warmed up to play in the Super Rugby Americas competition. I guess the only really other Raptors update I have is I'm sad to say that Trey Smalls has departed the program. I saw him today, said bye to him. But he's left the program to pursue a football opportunity. So Trey was one of the original members of that XO team, came in November of 2020. All-time great guy, going to miss him. Always like talking to Trey, really nice. And he's picking up rugby really well. I remember early on asking Travis Haugen, the data guy for the Raptors, you know, who was like impressing him. I'm trying to figure out, do my due diligence, figure out who, you know, is turning the coaches' heads, who I should keep my eyes on. And he always told me that Trey always had sneaky good games. Like, you might not look like it from the beginning. You go back and watch the tape. Trey's always performing really well. And I think most people that watched him play could see that, could see how good of a player he was and how good of a player he was becoming. So I'm bummed to see him go, but I'm happy for him. Wish him the best of luck in his new endeavor. Looking forward to watching him play football, and hopefully he tears it up. Hopefully he takes this thing to the limit, and he makes the most of it. So shout out, Trey. We'll miss you, man, but wishing you the best of luck in your next opportunity. That about does it for the breakdown. Like I said, pretty short episode version of the breakdown, excuse me. So we'll go jump into all the rugby you can watch this weekend, and that's brought to you by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, creams, sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oils and other therapeutic natural oils to help soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. So round four of the Challenge Cup this weekend, round four of the Champions Cup is also this weekend. You can catch both those competitions on Flow Rugby. Allianz Premier 15s, round eight. Catch that on premier15s.com. We got the 2020 Women's Sevens Nationals on Saturday and Sunday. You can catch that on NCR's YouTube page. And then we got the Hamilton Sevens rolling. So this is the first event back on the HSBC Sevens circuit. We've got the men's and women's team in action this week. So the men take on Japan on Friday at 2:16 p.m. Mountain Time. Take on Ireland on Friday at 5:44 p.m. Mountain Time. And then Uruguay Friday at 8:28 p.m. Mountain Time. So you got a bunch of men's rugby to watch tomorrow. And you also have women's rugby to watch tomorrow. USA Women's Sevens take on Spain at 3 p.m. on Friday. Brazil at 6:40 p.m. on Friday. And then Ireland at 9:12 p.m. on Friday. So your afternoon's booked up. You can watch Sevens. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait to watch that. Keep your eyes peeled. Former Raptor David still competing again. So he's kind of the mainstay on that team now. Enjoy some of that rugby. No, I'm looking forward to watching some Sevens again. It's about that time of year for me, so I can't wait to watch. Let's move into the interview portion of the show. This interview with American Raptors forward Adagio Lopetti is brought to you by Guard Lab. Join the mouthguard revolution with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit guardlab.com. So Adagio Lopetti is an interesting backstory. Played on the offensive line at Kansas. Hadn't really played rugby before this opportunity. He says in the interview he moved to Colorado, kind of want to work in marketing and be a photographer and videographer. Was just kind of couch surfing with Line. Bumped into American Raptors backs coach Mose Timoteo. And Mose, everybody kind of knows Mose, I guess, in California, in the Bay Area. So Adagio gets in the story about how he just wanted to be respectful and say hi. And next thing he knew, he accidentally committed to trying out for the rugby team. So It's all kind of worked out. Adagio's the mainstay on the team now, and he's like the prototype for this program. Former offensive lineman playing at Kansas, Big 12 football, turned these guys into rugby players, and he's picking it up really well. So super nice guy, really talented with the camera also. I recommend checking out his work if you haven't seen it. But with that, let's go ahead and kick it to my conversation with American Raptors forward Adagio Lopetti. All right, pleased to be joined on the show by American Raptors forward Adagio Lopetti. Adagio, how's it going, man?
Not too bad, just trying to stay warm.
I know, it's a cold day today, big snowstorm. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me, Adagio. Looking forward to jumping into this one. And the first question we ask everybody that comes on the show is just, can you tell us a little bit about where you're from?
Yeah, so I grew up in California, in the Bay Area, from a small town called East Palo Alto. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just grew up there my whole life, and then I'm here now. So
very nice. What sports did you play growing up?
I played basketball, soccer. Didn't play football until I got to high school.
Oh, really? And yeah, that kind of ended up, you know, taking you where you wanted to go. So when did, you know, playing football become something you kind of wanted to take seriously?
I played football throughout like high school. Just played it because I was big.
Yeah.
And then when it got to my senior year, I realized I'm like, man, I don't want my parents to pay for school. So I took the junior college route, went to JUCO, San Mateo College, 20 minutes away from my house, and then was blessed to, and fortunate enough to get a scholarship to Kansas after 2 years there. So, yep.
Very nice. Did you have any other offers, or just how did you end up at Kansas?
I had previous offers, but four of my teammates got offered to Kansas, and I kind of just stopped my recruiting process. All the players that came back to talk to the team that went on to their universities, they had a similar story. They said that they wished they went to college with a former teammate from their junior college. So I kind of just took that, you know. And then I was like, I'd rather just go to a place I don't know with teammates I do know.
Yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. That's got to make the transition a lot easier when you already know a bunch of people. What did you think? Did you like Kansas? I've never spent much time in Lawrence, but I've spent a few weekends at Kansas State. I have family in southwestern Kansas, so I'm familiar with the state a little bit. But how was the experience at Kansas overall?
Oh, yeah, just sorry for your loss for spending some time at Kansas State.
Couple fake Paddy's Day. Did you ever make the trip to fake Paddy's Day?
No, never. We were always so busy.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It was a good couple of weekends. I had fun while I was there.
Yeah, but, I mean, Lawrence in general, it's a small college town, so it's definitely fun to be around all the students and the environment and the culture. But Kansas itself, I mean, it's the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was definitely a culture shock for me coming from such a diverse city and place. And, the transition was definitely hard, but it, like I said earlier, it was easier with all my former teammates coming with me. So that made it easier. But Lawrence, I mean, I don't have no regrets.
Yeah.
That place is awesome. It's like, you know, I spent, 3 to 4 years there. So I know a lot of people there. I have a lot of, you know, friends that turn into family over there. So.
Yeah. When you say culture shock, if you like gave me, you say pick the exact opposite of the Bay Area, I'd probably say Kansas. So, but Lawrence is a nice part of Kansas. So that you have that going for you. That's good.
No, definitely. Yeah.
What is, how was the competition like playing in the Big 12? Like, what was that like for you to make that jump? Was it a big jump? I'm just kind of wondering what that transition was like.
Yeah. I mean, every step, from junior college to college and even to the NFL, the only difference is, and you can ask a lot of players this, is just the speed. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just faster. So, and that's what I had to get acclimated to, used to as well. So it was just, the players there was just faster. You know, everyone's big, strong, and fast. So you kind of just, you know, you're competing against good players all the time. So
is there
and
a...
then you're competing...
Oh, sorry, Adagio, keep going.
No, I'm just saying you're competing with people who are like getting drafted first round and all that. So like, it's not, you know, easy competition. It's
definitely
it's competition every week. Yeah,
that leads into the next question. Do you have someone that, like, off the top of your mind, that was the toughest person to block?
My former teammate Daniel Wise, who's with the Kansas City Chiefs right now. So he was probably one of the best players that I went against. And then I can't name Kyron Johnson. He's with the Eagles. Who's another player on defense? Number 44. He plays for the Lions. He was a linebacker. He played at Oklahoma State. He was really good.
Oh, was that that Malcolm Rodriguez guy?
Yeah.
He was the center of Hard Knocks, so that's the only reason I know him.
Yep. Yeah. I had to go against him to college. And there's a lot of I didn't play on this side of the ball, but I played against Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Not Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Kyler Murray. So all those guys. When you talk about athletes, those guys are just freak athletes.
Right. Murderers Row. No kidding. Yeah. So. Adagio, so then what did the college kind of look like, or what is like the timeline after college ended for you, and just kind of how did you wind up with the American Raptors, if you could kind of take us through that timeline?
Oh, yeah, so at the time I was getting my master's degree, and it's my last year at Kansas, and we just got a new coaching staff from Buffalo, and their whole purpose was to come in and just change the program. And obviously they did a great job because
they had an awesome year this year.
Yeah, they just, they went to a bowl game in about, 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. Obviously they know what they're talking about. And my transition to rugby, coming to an end at Kansas, and I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. And then I had a Lina, because I know Lina was here.
Yeah.
And the backstory about me and Lina is that we went to St. Junior College, mm-hmm. and we're from the Bay Area too, so we knew each other prior to any of this. And then I kind of just hit him up. I was like, I think I'm going to just come to Denver and just, kick it on your couch and just try to find a job, because I wasn't planning on doing pro day or anything.
Yeah.
I was kind of done with it. Yeah. Like I said before, one of my main reasons for playing was to get a free education. So my parents didn't have to pay. So when football was done, I was like, I kind of just,
It served its purpose. Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of served my purpose. So I came down here, and what I really wanted to do was get into video and photography.
Mm-hmm.
So funny story is, Lene hit up the marketing team, but there was no available position open.
Yeah.
And then at the time, I was still working out. So I would always go into the gym and work out. And then I told Lina, I was like, I'm not playing rugby. Don't ask me. Or don't tell your coaches.
Yeah.
And then Shabbat, the head coach now, the forward coach back then, saw me, and she kind of gave Lina an eye. And then it was like, nah, I already tried. and then I was just in there working out. And then out of the blue, we all know Mose from back home. He's a big name back home.
Yeah.
So just out of respect, I just, gave him my respect, said hi to him, talked to him. And then funny thing is, he asked me what I was doing on Friday, if I was free. And, just being respectful, I said, oh, yeah, I'm not doing nothing. And he said, okay, we're going to be here at 12. And he didn't say no specifics or anything. And then Lena is just laughing in the background. He's like, and I'm like, why are you laughing? He's like, you just told him that you're going to come here at 12, and that's tryouts.
Yeah. There you go.
So I was trying to look for a job. I can't, might as well make money doing this.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose. So. And that's literally how I just became to be part of the American Raptors.
Well, that's a good story. Did you play rugby before this at all?
I played like mess around, like touch.
Yeah.
But nothing serious. My friend Cece, he was always playing rugby, and he always told me, because we went to the same high school, and then he said, oh, if you want to come and play tennis, you can just come. And I just came and messed around, but I never really played it seriously, or I never knew, like, the actual rules or anything.
So how are you liking it now that you're fully immersed?
It's definitely a different transition, but it's definitely, like, having all my peers here. Like I said, the transition from Kansas, from JUCO to Kansas, it made it easier because I had all my friends and my former teammates.
Yeah.
And transition to from Kansas to rugby is kind of the same deal because all my friends from junior college is here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Like, what is that? That's got to be so nice because I've talked to Lina and Watson about this. So who all is it, right? Is it Lina?
It's me,
Sione,
Mikey, and Watson.
Yeah. So that's like the way that they explained it to me when Watson was kind of taking me through his decision to, you know, like not go back to LA or whatever. He's like, I want to come here because this is kind of something we always talked about was being in the same place and playing sports together. Now you get to do that. You get paid to play sports. You could live. It's kind of like college, right? You live like in the same area and the same buildings. And that's got to be awesome. That's like everyone's dream, I feel like.
Definitely. We always joke around. We always say this is a college 2.0 without the class.
That's the best part then. No class.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like I said before, like the transition was easy. The only difference between football and rugby is that you play straight. So you play 40 minutes straight or 80 minutes straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, you know how football you get, it's a burst of like 6 seconds, 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you get a break. But this one is this nonstop play. And that's the only difference. But, I mean, you get to play in both sides, all sides of the ball, actually. Defense, offense, special teams. If you put into that, if you look at it like that, because we get to kick off, receive, all that, you know. So it's kind of playing football, but it's just all in one.
For sure.
You know. So it's kind of cool to see both sides of the ball or just be around the ball the whole time. So.
Definitely. Because, I mean, did you get to play much defensive line in high school or anything?
Yeah, I played O-line and D-line in high school.
Nice.
And then when I got to college, primary position was just O-line.
Yeah. So have you enjoyed, like tackling and stuff again? And I'm sure it's nice to get the ball because, I mean, most of the offense and defensive linemen that I talk to are, that's what they've liked about the transition most, just getting to run a little bit.
Yeah, definitely get to run the ball. It's just, at my position, you find yourself playing defense more.
Yeah.
So, like, just getting used to playing defense and just adjusting your body to play that role is different, but it's also very exciting because it's something new, you know?
Yeah.
You get to, like, actually – because playing O-lineman, you don't get recognized for playing the position.
Right.
Because it's – you know, you get recognized for when you do something bad.
Yeah.
But when your job is just to block, so you get no recognition for that. So playing both sides of the ball, especially playing defense – you know, you kind of feel like a defensive, like, lineman, kind of.
Definitely.
Like, yeah, so.
That's cool. What do you have, like, a moment when you kind of realized rugby was fun? Like, was it your first match or, I don't know, maybe, like, the first time in training where things just clicked? Is there something that comes to the top of your mind where you kind of realize, like, man, this is fun. I like doing this.
Yeah, I think well, the moment that made me realize rugby was fun was it's kind of outside of rugby.
Yeah. That's
I
a
told,
good answer,
I told,
too.
Yeah, I told the boys, when you play football, the world sees you. But when you play rugby, you see the world.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so, like, you know what I mean? It's been fortunate enough to see different cultures, different players. And in rugby, if you play long enough, you're eventually going to play with somebody you played against.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's the beauty of rugby. It's, you get to, you know, you just get to see all walks of life and you kind of get to be immersed in it instead of just see it.
That's
and
awesome.
Then, and then we were talking last week about it, that rugby is, you know, just like any sport, but rugby, it's just a microcosm of life. you know, there's many lessons in it that you can apply to it in life. And especially when you play 80 minutes or 40 minutes or however many minutes you play, you know, you just got to overcome adversity every single play. And when you mess up, you can't like dwell on it. You kind of just kind of move on. And that's kind of how life is. So that's when I realized, like, man, if this game is not fun, if I'm not enjoying this, I'm definitely not seeing what it brings to the table, because there's a lot of lessons that it does bring. So yeah.
That's an awesome answer, Dazzy. That's super profound. And I've talked about this before, but I talked to one of the like longtime Raptors, Christian Sarmento, about this too during COVID when things were pretty slow. And he kind of said the same thing. It was like, the best thing about rugby is it will take you wherever you want to go, and it's going to introduce you to some great people like when you get there. And I mean, you kind of said it right there, so that's an awesome answer.
No,
Adagio,
yeah.
I'll ask you a couple more before I let you go. I really appreciate your time. What are you like most excited about with this move to Super Rugby Americas?
I'm definitely excited just to the competition wise. South America has definitely over the years they have proved themselves to the world that, you know, they're not a like they're not somebody just to like look over. And I think it'll help just us be better players and better people in general. And also like it'll help us improve our game. And just like I said before, just seeing different cultures and being able to be part of it. And I think that's those are the two things I'm really excited about, just the competition level and then just seeing different cultures. And
Definitely.
I honestly just to see how far this program can go, you know, because I believe that we can go far with this, especially in this new league. Even though we're young and new to this sport, you know, nothing, you know, when it comes to rugby, hard work beats talent, so.
Yeah, sky's the limit. I'm excited to watch. I can't wait. And it's coming quick. And Adagio, last question I ask you before you leave it is, you already mentioned Sarah Chabot. You talked about she is taking over as the head coach of this program. As a forward, you spent some time around her this last year or so. What's she like to play for, and why is she going to excel as the head coach of this program?
I think Coach Bach is going to excel as a head coach because just being part of the forward group and being part of, you know, her players, she's really a player's coach. So she listens to us, and if there's things that we tell her, she takes the time to like sit down and actually have a conversation with us and see how we're feeling. And I think that goes a long way, because you know, I play sports for a while, so I've seen many coaches, and I think that Sarah Chabot really cares about her players individually, and I think that's what will take her far, is the care she has for her players. And also she has, you know, she has a good team around her, and all around, she's just a great person, great individual. You know, she's a better person than she is. You know, she's a good person first, and she is a coach. So,
That's awesome. Good answer, Adagio. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for your time, Adagio. Looking forward to watching you play this season. Should be fun. Thanks so much.
thank you. I hope you have a good one.
All right. Hopefully, everybody enjoyed that interview with American Raptors forward Adagio Lopetti. Thank you to Adagio for calling me on his off day, snowy day. So we're both kind of locked down in the house, it sounded like. But I do appreciate the time. Appreciate the conversation. Looking forward to watching Adagio play this year. It's good moving the required reading portion of the show. The required reading portion of the show is brought to you by Gilbert Rugby. Gilbert is the official rugby equipment supplier of the American Raptors. Visit worldrugbyshop.com to grab all of your Gilbert Rugby gear. So something that I've been, you know, seeing the last couple of days is that news broke earlier this week that Ed Haggerty passed away. Haggerty was editor-in-chief of Rugby Magazine from 1977 to 2009. Really paved the way for rugby media, and I just wanted to make sure I paid my respects. I didn't know Ed personally, but it's been really cool to read all the stuff about him in the last few days and get to know him and his work. And I'm appreciative for all the work that he did to grow the game of rugby, and rugby media, because that's how I have a job. So wanted to make sure I promoted that. So the piece I put in there, there's a lot of them. Alex Scott wrote a few too. I recommend checking those out if you track them down. This piece is just rugby community mourning, passing of Eddie Haggerty in the U.S. Rugby Foundation. So I will link that in the article that houses this podcast. And I encourage you to go check out the stuff that Alex Goff's been putting out the last couple of days as well, because he worked closely with him for a while. So did a good job of depicting the type of man that Ed Haggerty was, and a good job of showcasing his work. So I wanted to make sure I touched on that. So rest in peace, Ed. Thank you for everything you did for the game of rugby. Gonna skip over the stat of the week one more time. Two more weeks, really. Sorry, everybody, but we'll start talking about that here in a little bit. Close the show with the Loop. Loop is presented by First Bank. First Bank's the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. Please follow along on Twitter at @DNVR_rugby. @ColinStrickler is my personal if you want to give me a follow as well. Stay tuned. Working on some stuff. We got Raptors Media Day next week, so we should have a jam-packed show. Hopefully some good interviews, a lot of cool stuff going on. I will be writing a bunch of stuff when I get everybody in a room together. So stay tuned for all that. Looking forward to doing that. I appreciate everybody for listening to the show. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Catch you all back here next Friday with the American Raptors Media Day episode.